the President's toast in honor of their Royal Highnesses, the Grand Duchess and Prince of Luxembourg. From the State Dining Room of the White House, April 30th, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, I first of all want to express our thanks to the Strolling Strings. The Strolling Strings came back from Bermuda recently and were raided by Secretary Dillon's armed forces and arrested for attempting to bring in to the United States from Bermuda several jugs of illicit spirits. And therefore, two of our best violinists are missing tonight. But otherwise, we're glad to see them all back in very good spirits. We want to express our warm welcome to our distinguished guest who's been in the United States before. She stayed during very difficult days of World War II for several days at the White House as a guest of President Franklin Roosevelt. And we're very glad to welcome her and her distinguished son back again. In a sense, both of them played a significant and important roles in the Second War. She as the symbol of the sovereignty of Luxembourg, and he as a member of the British Army, which participated in the liberation of his own country. So we're delighted to have Her Highness here today, and also His Highness. And also the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister, who themselves occupy a position of great importance. In the 14th century, I believe, the Luxembourg provided, I think, four kings for the Holy Roman Empire. They are now providing a chairman for the European Economic Conference in its present deliberations. And also their agricultural minister is the chairman of the Agricultural Commission, which is preparing recommendations for the ministers. So I dare say that in a sense they are playing a more strategic role today even than they were in the days of the Holy Roman Empire. In any case, we who live in a very changing world and who are the beneficiaries and the victims of it must say that we are impressed by a country and a people who are able to maintain their sovereignty and their freedom for 1,000 years, stretching back to the 10th century, who maintain their identity, maintain a spirit, maintain a tradition, which is of importance today in a very critical time. The motto of the house, which Her Highness heads, is Je maintiendrai, which I believe is translated, I will hold. They have demonstrated that for 1,000 years, and it's a very good slogan also for the United States. I hope that all of you will join in drinking with me to the well-being of the people of Luxembourg, to our warm welcome to the ministers, our friendship for the ambassador, and our very great esteem for His Royal Highness, and our very best wishes for the continued good health of Her Royal Highness, Grand Duchess.